The U.S. government is just hours away from a shutdown that could happen at 12:01 a.m. on October 1st. To avoid it, lawmakers must reach a compromise and vote by midnight to keep agencies funded. If they don't, non-essential services would be suspended, while essential workers must keep working without pay until Congress authorizes back pay. But beyond government workers, a shutdown could directly affect the lives of millions of Americans across the country. One group that will be impacted is low-income families who depend on federal funds for food. Nell Menefee-Libe is a senior public policy manager at the National WIC Association, a program for low-income pregnant and postpartum women, infants, and children up to age 5.
In the event of a shutdown, if WIC were to stop operating, the families that would be hardest hit are really those who are the most vulnerable. WIC specifically serves those at nutritional risk who need the support that WIC provides to help them put healthy foods on their table.
Organizations like WIC maintain contingency funds for times like this. But when those funds run out, Menefee-Libe says vulnerable women and children could suffer.
Families could lose access to WIC's healthy food benefits. So that's things like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, infant formula, as well as the nutrition services and breastfeeding support that WIC provides to give kids the healthiest start to life.
She calls on the government to pass a spending bill that prioritizes Americans above politics.
I think it's really important that policymakers don't use families as a political football. Folks should have access to the basic needs programs that help them to support a healthy, full, productive, dignified life that shouldn't be qualified on whether the federal government is running. These are resources that every family deserves.
According to the Congressional Research Service, there's been 14 government shutdowns since 1981. The last government shutdown lasted 35 days from December 2018 to January 2019 in the first Trump presidency. Analysts estimate the 2019 shutdown cost the U.S. economy $3 billion. They are now warning of similar impacts, including job cuts and disruptions to food and healthcare services. Annette Felix, KPFA Radio.